And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 17th of November, 2016. It was on this day in 1800, Congress met in the Capitol building in Washington for the first time. The Capitol was still incomplete, but it was finished enough to accommodate the Senate and the House, the Supreme Court, and the Library of Congress. There was a heavy snow that fell that day in 1800, so the parade had to be canceled, and it took the congressmen a long time trying to get into their offices. There was a problem with leakage in the building, and there was no heat. Washington was somewhat of a primitive city at the time. One senator from New York said Washington needed only houses, cellars, kitchens, well-informed men, amiable women, and other little trifles of this kind to make it perfect. In those early days, the Capitol also served as a church on the weekend, starting in 1801, services every Sunday in the House chamber. That practice continued until after the Civil War. They finished the Capitol building just in time for it to be burned by the British in 1814 during the War of 1812. It's the birthday of the novelist and historian Shelby Foote, born Greenville, Mississippi, 1916, went off to the University of North Carolina, dropped out of college, spent a few years as a captain in the Army, where finally he was kicked out for challenging authority. Worked for a while for the AP, wrote several novels, didn't sell many copies, but he got decent reviews. One of them, entitled Shiloh, came out in 1952, a story of the battle and the Civil War from the perspective of many soldiers, both North and South. It was read by the president of Random House, who liked it and wrote to Foote, asked if he would write a short history of the Civil War. He offered Foote a $400 advance for a 200,000-word book. Foote expected it would take him about 18 months to write it, and 20 years later, he finished it, a three-volume history of the Civil War, a narrative. Shelby Foote said, "In response to the complaints that it took me five times longer to write the war than the participants took to fight it, I would point out that there were a good many more of them than there was of me." And then, too, there was the fact that he wrote the book with a dip pen. He said, "The very notion of a word processor horrifies me." Here's a poem for today by William Blake, "The Divine Image." To mercy, pity, peace, and love, all pray in their distress, and to these virtues of delight return their thankfulness. For mercy, pity, peace, and love is God our Father dear, and mercy, pity, peace, and love is man, his child, and care. For mercy has a human heart, pity a human face, and love the human form divine, and peace the human dress. Then every man of every clime that prays in his distress prays to the human form divine, love, mercy, pity, peace. And all must love the human form in heathen, Turk, or Jew, where mercy, love, and pity dwell, their God is dwelling too. A poem by William Blake, "The Divine Image." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Staples, with technology products, copy and print, shipping, and other solutions for businesses of any size. Learn more at Staples and Staples.com. Staples, make more happen. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.